Hey, Chevra, it's a schus tonight. Hopefully each and every one of us is on a different level of ruchnias after Heilig Yontif. Heilig Yontif Lag Baomer. Tell the emes, as we were just talking, but I'll explain. Emes is, for me personally, Lag Baomer in Chutz La'aretz, is actually a lot, depressing. Of all the Yom Tovim of the year, I feel deeply, obviously it's always special to be in Eretz Yisrael, to be in Yerushalayim. For any other of you, you have the schus to be there for Sukkot, you have the schus to be there for Shonim Kippur. But every other Yom Tov, I really feel deeply, you could really deeply appreciate also in Chutz La'aretz. On the same level, Vad and Nisht, if you say yes, that's a problem. But definitely you can feel it. When I'm sitting in my sukkah, it's very, very special, and you can feel what sukkahs is. And Rosh Hashanah and Shul, you're davening to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Obviously, it's nicer when you're davening, let's say, in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, but and you can really feel the yont of Purim Vada. Purim, you don't know where you are, so it doesn't matter, you know. No, but MS, we feel, is it, again, not that it's not better to be in Eretz Yisrael and better to be in Yerushalayim, but you can feel the yont of in a very real way in Chutz La'aretz. Lag Ba'omer, of all the Yom Tovim, I feel like really lost in Chutz La'aretz. This is an obvious reason for that. You understand the Amkus of the day is such a deep day, rooted in Sod and rooted in the deepest of places. So it's just not meant for Chutz La'aretz. And I've tried many different, over the years that I've had to be in Chutz La'aretz for Lag Ba'Omer, I tried many different places and many different things, and year after year, I'm just disappointed because I'm yearning to be Meiron. The years that I was zoche to be Meiron, to be dancing all night, to be davening in such an amazing way with the Yidden who understand what the day is in the most beautiful of ways. So it's been very hard. Truth is, Lag Ba'Omer. I don't look forward to Lag Ba'Omer here, although I look forward hoping somehow I'm going to end up in a troll. There's always a possibility. But the emes is, I'll tell you, last night was for sure my best Lag Ba'Omer I've ever had in Chutz La'aretz. It was really very, very special. The Rebbe, I was telling the Chevra before, the Rebbe made a beautiful hadlaka by the shul. He made it already last year, but this year he made it very big and beautiful and sang all the songs by Yechayim and Martin Kleichayim and Rekiva. And it was just very, very beautiful. Not long, 30 minutes, 40 minutes maybe. Very beautiful. And then I took my son and Benny Hammer, we went to Borough Park. And it was mamish gewalt. We went first to Skolen. So you're with the Skolen Rebbe, it's like being with a malach. Anyone who's been, maybe Chol Moed Sukkot, or if you haven't been by Skolen Rebbe, you have to go to Skolen Rebbe. So tell me afterwards, because just to see a malach, K'nayin Haris is the late 90s, a Tam Chacham, a Gadol, and you feel like you're in the presence of a malach. That's all I can tell you. Binyam Pinchas, remember we went? Your man, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem Mekayim. Believe so, Baruch Hashem. You have short hair now. Looks good. You listen. Baruch Hashem. It's very big in having short hair. Anyways, L'maisa, so that was very, very special. Got there, pump, it was unbelievable, because timing by him, there's no timing, you know, it goes on. Got there, mamish, when he started all the nigunim for Lag Ba'Omer, Bar Yochai, and Matam Kol Yochai, and Rekiva. It was very beautiful. And then went from there to Reb Matal Zilber, to Chinner. And there, it's the tansing is unbelievable. Like, mamish, the music was incredible, and just the chevra of, really, everybody's into it in such a beautiful way. So, and Reb Matal Zilber, I never saw him before. I know he comes to speak by Eish a bunch of times. Some of the Chevra maybe have heard him. I just never, whatever, every time it happened, it wasn't meant to be. And Chevra goes sometimes, Sukkot sometimes, and it just never went. Mamish, he's not living in this world. You see him, it's like he's in a different veld. I was there dancing for about 2 hours. He didn't stop for 1 second. And I think they're still going now. I don't think they ever stopped. I don't know. And he, the whole time, he doesn't stop. He's very tall and very, very skinny. And he's holding on to two individuals, to Talmidim, to Hasidim, that are like dancing, holding him up, basically. It's like unbelievable seeing how the Chevra's ever seen him. Chevra's seen him, you know he is. So, it was very beautiful, and at one point I stopped, and I was like, Mom, after dancing an hour, you need a little break. I went up on the bleachers, I'm just watching the scene, you know, and you watch that beautiful scene, and you saw the amazing Simcha. In that moment, I was standing next to my son and Benny, and I said, I just thought for a moment, Bon Shem sent me a Matana. If you take gematria of Lag Ba'Omer with the Koilel, is 353, is exactly gematria Simcha. Lag Ba'Omer is Simcha. You feel mamish when you. I felt it and it was beautiful. So it was very special. But that being said, on the way back and thinking, it obviously didn't compare to being a Meron. and Libi B'Mizrach, you really want to be in Eretz Yisrael like Bo'omer, it's hard. But that's B'chitzonius. B'pnimius Lag B'Omer is for everywhere. And there's no question, Lag B'Omer is a Yantav B'Pnimius, the P'Nimius Shel Torah. So I thought, even though Lag B'Omer is over, we're already in Lag B'Omer, Svaranim are excited for tomorrow morning, you know. Because they can't shave on Lag B'Omer, they have to wait till Lag B'Omer. Although a lot of the Chevron in this room is waiting for Erev Shabbos anyways. Or if you have Minag Ari, we're going to wait till Erev Shavuos. But I want to talk about, not necessarily the Yantav Lag B'Omer, but I want to talk about the famous Gemara and continue the historias of the Amkus and the Pnimius of Reb Shimon, and something very deep that we can learn from one Nakuda in that famous Gemara. The Gemara, obviously, I'm referring to the Gemara in Shabbos, Lama Gimel of Beis. It's amazing Ashkocha that's obviously where this Gemara would be. The Gemara of Reb Shimon would be on Lag B'Omer, on Lag of Shabbos. And that's where the whole story goes, and I'm sure you've learned it and you've gone through it. The story of Shimon and his son Rabbi Lazar, just to quickly chazer, I was going to read the whole thing inside, but it takes much longer to read the whole thing inside and translate. I'll just tell it over quickly and we'll read just maybe at the end. So we all know, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, they're sitting around and they're talking. And Rabbi Yehuda says how beautiful and amazing the government is, the Romans are. Why, what do? They make beautiful marketplaces and beautiful bridges. And what's the third? And bathhouses, marchatzos, right? They're beautiful bathhouses. Amazing. Rabbi Yossi is very quiet. Shtika koda, maybe, but not really here. Seemingly, it was shtika because he didn't want to say anything against, but he also didn't want to say anything for, so he was quiet. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, couldn't hold back. Not at all. This is not what they do it for. They don't do it to be good for other people. They're doing it all for themselves, for their own hanah, for their own taivas. They're having their shukim are so they could have zoynas all over the place, and their bathhouses are so they could bathe themselves in pleasure, feel the pleasure of it. And their bridges are so they can cross the bridges to collect taxes. It's all for their own hanah. It's not really that they want to help any other people. And there was a person there, Yehuda ben Gerim, and he heard this whole conversation, and he went, unfortunately, and he told the authorities, he told the authorities, the governors, the Caesar, whoever he told the occurrence. So they went to Rabbi Yehuda, who said beautiful things about the government. They went and they promoted him, they gave him a high position, they gave him some reward. Rashi explains that he would always talk first whenever there was a gathering. Rabbi Yossi, who was just quiet, didn't say anything terrible. He didn't say anything good. So they put him into a little gullus. They told him he has to go to Sipairi. And they wanted to kill Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon goes, and first he hides in the Beis Medrash. And he's learning with the son of Beis Medrash. And his wife every day would bring him bread and bring him water. And then the government got even more intense, and they were looking everywhere. And they were afraid that they were going to be found. And they were afraid they were going to be found, specifically because they say, Nashim Daitis Kalasein. Another side of Kalasein we see here specifically means not that they're ignorant, but that they're easily persuaded, a little more easily than men, and they're very sensitive. So his wife knew where they were. They're afraid that the authorities would get to his wife and torture her a little bit, and very quickly she'd tell where her husband is. So that's when they went to hide in the cave, and the amazing miracles of the spring and the Buxer tree. I still to this day don't understand how they're eating the Buxer tree. You know, remember like in elementary school, right? You got in the little bags for Lag B'Omer and you got that hard Buxer. You know, on Pesach we have halacha that chametz. On Pesach we have halacha, the chametz that's nifsa mechilas kelev. Nifsa mechilas kelev is mutter, it's not chametz. That Buxer has to be nifsa mechilas kelev. I don't know how anyone can eat it. It's like mommy's like, it's like wood. It's like, but maybe that's the hard stuff, and when it comes first, it's softer, and it's, I don't know. Anyone know? Anyone older? What? That's what it's years old? I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, that's what him and his son were able to live on. That's where their sustenance came from. And then they were there for 12 years. And the Gemara goes through, amazingly, how they take off their clothing so it wouldn't get worn out, and they'd learn in the sand up to their necks every day, and then only put on their clothing for davening. even though learning is very kaddish, very important, we see there's a certain kedusha one should have for davening, similar to those of us who put on special begadim for davening, even when we sit and learn. But when we daven, we're in front of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we understand that, so they have to. We see something from this Gemara as far as putting on something special for davening, whether it's a davening jacket, a hat, a gartel, whatever it is, but we see from this Gemara it should be a little more special than even your learning, right? A little takeaway. Because you're Lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem. And then finally, Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Eliyahu HaNavi appears. And he says, he screams from outside. Why he didn't go inside? Unclear. Not for now. But he screams from outside that the Kaiser has died and the Gzeir is over. You come out. And they come out and we all know what happened. The first, they see an individual who's what? He's plowing and he's planting. And the Imamish can't understand. Why is he involved in Chayei Shoah, not Chayei Olam? Why is he not learning? Why is he involved in learning Barnaza? And anywhere they both look, they're burning up the world. And a Baskel comes out and says, you're destroying my world. Go back into the cave. This isn't the way. It wasn't Emes. This wasn't what they were supposed to be. They were too holy for the world. We're Basar B'dam. We're not Malachim. They went back in for 12 months. Not 12 years. 12 months. Because they darshan, even the biggest Rishama only Gehenna for 12 months. If their punishment should be no longer than 12 months, they have to and learn and gain kapara and learn how to adjust. They came out and seemingly Rabbi Lazar still wasn't so great, right? But Lazar is still, wherever he looked, he's just destroying. But somehow, miraculously, Rabbi Shimon, anywhere Rabbi Lazar destroyed, Rabbi Shimon's healing. It's all in the Gemara here. Until what? Until what? And this is the part I want to focus on. And then they see Hahu Saba, an elder, right? By the way, there's a Tosfos in Chulin Dav Vav and Aleph. It says anywhere in the Gemara, it says Hahu Saba. Anyone know the Tosfos? Who is it? Who's it talking about? Eliyahu HaNavi. So here Eliyahu HaNavi comes again. Disguised this time. So Eliyahu HaNavi is back in the picture. So seemingly this is from the Rabbeinu Shalom on some level, something very special here. That we knock a tray medani asa. The Rod ben Ashmashos. It was very close to twilight. This was Erev Shabbos. It was Erev Shabbos. I'm sorry, I skipped that part of the Gemara. I just started in the middle, but it was Erev Shabbos. Very close to Shabbos. And he was walking with what? Two branches of Hadassim. Amrulei, Hani Lamaloch. So they said to him, to this Talio Navi, what do you have the branches for? Amrulei, Lechvayt Shabbos. It's your covered Shabbos. V'tiski lach b'chad. Isn't it enough that you have one? Why do you need two? Chad k'neged zacher, v'chad k'neged shomer. One k'neged zacher, one k'neged shomer. Amrulei, Levrei, so Rav Shimon then said to his son, who was still destroying the world, chazu kama chaviv mitzvos ha'Yisrael. Look how beloved the mitzvos are to B'nai Yisrael. The story goes on, but that's where we're going to stop. So somehow, listen to what I want to focus on here. Because I think it's nekudas and nekudas of the whole entire day today. And this was the by the way, many bring down that when they came out of the cave was also Lag B'Omer. I believe I saw that in B'nai Yisachar, if I'm not mistaken. His beautiful Torah, Lag B'Omer. Not for now. Not for now. So we see from here what? And I want to understand what we're going to take away, what we need. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rav Elazar were kulo kedusha, right? Kulo, at first they couldn't handle even the world. They were one with Hashem through their Torah learning, which goes later in the Gemara. You see, right? Because that's when Rav Shimon said that Ashrecha Shreisi, that you saw me like this with all the scars that his skin was from the sand. Because only because of that I became who I became. That all the Yisurin and all the time, that's who we became from the Torah learning in such a way. It's a beautiful rest of the Gemara as well, but not for now. He was Kulo Kedusha, and he couldn't take Chai Yishah. He says, how could you, what's going on with earning a Parnasa? Which is, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, according to the way that we know he holds in the Gemara and Brachos, right, with the Machlekes, Harbi Yasek, Rav Shimon will also be Yadin over there, that Rav Shimon holds you should sit and learn all day, not Torah im Derech Eretz, not Torah im Parnasa, but Kulo Torah, right? We all know the Gemara there, Lamed Heim Abez, right? If I'm not mistaken. But they came to the understanding, by the end of the Gemara, that there is a concept of Chai Yishah. But somehow, the way they came to that understanding, and the only way to live a life of Chai Yishah, meaning live a life in this world as all of us are on some level, and to earn a parnasa, to be able to go to work, is if we what? They had a nechama from a yid who had two hadasim for Shabbos. One connected zocher, one connected shomer. What is this nechama? Because if we understand the depth of the nechama, we can understand what it is to live a life of chayi shabbik to shavatara. Here. Somehow, whatever that represents, whatever that Shabbos Kodesh and Zohar V'Shama represent, and a Hadas, that's the way, that's the key to live a life of Chai Shabbik Tush of Tahara. Because Harbi Yasuk Rav Shimon Lohasu B'Yadim, so most of us, we're not going to be able to live a life of Shimon. Marsha there says, people that are on such a level of Muna B'Tacha maybe could. They're yidden like that. Yechidim Shebechidim, the G'dayim, they're able to just sit and learn all day, nothing else, and Parnas is taking care of for them. But for most of us, that's not our Rabbi Yassir Shimon, Loyas B'Yadim. That's not what we're even supposed to do, L'chachila. I'm going to live a life of Chayisah. I'm in college, I'm going to go and I'm going to get a job. Hopefully I'm going to sit and learn also, and daven also. But even though it seems to be, Rabbi Shimon Rolazer knew that the Yid that was plowing his field probably also learned also daven. They were upset that he was in plowing for a few moments. Until they saw Shabbos, Kodesh, Adas, and Zachar Shomer. What's going on? It's very nice. Obviously he's stopping. It's such a Chiddush that he brought a couple of Adasim for Shabbos. Wow, here we have my Nesya, our daughter, who's 5 years old. So she cut some beautiful flowers from outside, inside of the house. These, what are they called here? These flowers. Nobody knows? They're called, no, the name for these ones. I know these names. Hydrangeans. What?
Hydrangeans.
No, that's not hydrangeans. Hydrangeans are the bigger ones. These are not, I thought also the same kind. We thought.
They look kind of like it. I don't know.
No, there's another name for these, no? I don't know. Whatever it is. It's a flower. Forget the name. I know the name. Okay. So beautiful. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, we have flowers. We have more than two. We have Zachar, Shamar, we have Oneh, Kavod. I don't know what we have. Whatever. Right? So that's now Chai Shah is all good. Now Chai Shah is all good. So why is it? So we can develop something, I think, very special. It's based on ideas I saw from the Shiur of Pinchas in a few different pieces. And try to merge together and try to come up with something very special. In Tehillim we say, and we all know the words, and through this we're going to understand how to live a life of Chai Shabbik Tush V'Tahara. In Tehillim we say, Oyave Hashem Sinura. Oyave Hashem Sinura. Just translate the words. If you truly love Hashem, you hate all bad. Listen closely. You love Hashem, you hate all bad. Oyev Hashem sinura. Before I say and I explain it in my own way, let's let the Tanya explain it to us. The Tanya in Perek Yud says it so beautifully. Kinei tzaddik amar, a true complete tzaddik, who we're all yearning to be. Shenepach harash lolatov. He turns all bad within him to good. But let's listen to what he says. Kach nikra tzaddik v'tovlo. Tzaddik v'tovlo. Hu ayedei, how do you do that? How do you become a tzaddik gadol? Ayedei hasoras habgadim atzoyim. You have to remove any dirty, soiled clothing. Legamri me'ara. Completely from any bed. Dahayinu, he's going to explain. Listen. Limos ma'od. You should be disgusted. Limos ma'od. To be disgusted. Bitanuge olamazeh lisanigbam bitanugos bnei adam lemalos taivas aguf bilvad. Be disgusted by being involved in the worldly pleasure, which are purely out of physical pleasure. V'lo la'avod Hashem, and not use somehow to serve Hashem as well. Mibnei ha'yosim nimshach v'nishpam ha'klip of hizdracha, because all of those are stemming from and pulled from the sitra achar, which is obviously the etahara and that side. The chol mashu is sidra achar, anything from the sidra achar. Hatzadik amaru soini betachlis asina. He hates betah. You know what I mean? Soini betachlis asina means doesn't just hate. He really hates. And here he's going to explain. Listen. And where does that hatred come from? Machmas goydel avasol Hashem. When you have so much love for Hashem, I love Hashem. I'm oozing with love for Hashem. Viktushaso and the holiness of Hashem, ba'ava rabba, b'tanug mechibas yizera nizgalel, with the tanug and ava of Hashem. So then, kafi, Erech Godol Avas LaHashem, according to that unbelievable value and how much you love Hashem, Kach Erech Godol Asinol Sitra Achra. That's how much you hate anything that's from the Sitra Achra. Vamiyos Parabitachas, and you're disgusted by it. Kiyamiyas, Hu Hefecha Ava Mamish Kwa Asinol. Disgusted by it and hated it. It's the opposite of Ava. Oyeve Hashem Sinura. Meaning what? What's the Tanya telling us? The more we develop a love for Hashem, a love in that relationship with Hashem, the more I'm going to hate anything that's connected to that. I hate anything that's connected to that relationship, that kesher, that bond. And I stay away from it no matter what. It's not just that it's okay, I'm not going to be part of it now. I hate it. I'm disgusted by it. Sinura. I have to build a hatred because of through my love of Hashem. So it's not that, you know, there's some show on that has within it, it's a good show, and there's stuff that's appropriate in it, but there's also a few scenes that are inappropriate or whatever it might be. It's not that, okay, I convinced myself it's okay or whatever it might be. I can never do that because I hate it so much. I hate something that's connected Ratzon Hashem, something that's connected the morality of the Rabbonu Shel Olam, the objective ethics of the Torah. I hate it. Sinura. Through my Ahav of Hashem. And then I can't allow myself to fall because I'm so disgusted by it. I can't bring myself to that because I love Hashem so much. I love Hashem so much that I can't bring myself to be involved in a lack of Shmir Sanayim. I can't do it because I know that's what the Rabbonu Shalom would never. I love Hashem too much to do that. I love Hashem just too much. Ahav as Hashem. Oyev Hashem Sinura. So we're starting to understand, but listen, right? Remember, we're going to try to develop. Don't forget the question, because we're going to develop tonight a little bit. How to be matzliach in a life of Chai Yeshua? How to be matzliach when you're working and you're steeped in a world that's so involved in Gashmias? And you live in such a world, and sometimes you have to be involved in that world in different ways of Chai Yeshua. And we're not living in the cave of Rav Shimon bar Yochai and Rav Elazar. Somehow you're Zoicha, if somehow you have Barnaz and you're Zoicha, for those Yechidim, beautiful, but for those of us who are not. We're not living in that cave. How are we going to be matzliach? Oyave Hashem, sinura. Sinura. So how do I build the Ahava? So listen what the Naimele Melech, the Rabbi Melech says in the beginning of Ayigash, the Hail of Rabbi Melech. He says, Ki HaShabbos hu rak Ahava. Shabbos is all love. That's what we have to bind our weekdays to Shabbos. The days of Chol are Yira, they're not Ava. Because Yimei Chol are difficult, they're full of this Yonos. Therefore my Yira as Hashem gets me through them. But I have to bind Ava to it. Because the Ava will cause me to Sinura. To infuse Shabbos into every day of the week, because that's where the Ava comes from.
Nikram
Shabbos. Every day is called Shabbos. It's Rishon b'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, because it has the Ava from Shabbos. Ava einu kamo haShabbos atzmo. They're not mamish Shabbos. Ki haShabbos hu rak Ava levad. Shabbos is all love. Yimeichol im yira machmas haAva, v'zenikra mixas Shabbos. Nemelech is telling us that Shabbos is the day of Kulo Ava for Hashem, but we're going to explain it here tonight. That every Shabbos we have the opportunity to rebuild a tremendous love for Hashem that will create Oyeve Hashem Sinura. Let me explain. Yisoskar says Shabbos is Gematria 702. Which is exactly Gematra, Ahava b'chol lev, Ahava b'chol nefesh, Ahava b'chol ma'od. Right? We have to be after Shemachacha, b'chol levav, b'chol chanash, b'chol ma'odecha. Shabbos is exactly Gematra, Ahava b'chol lev, Ahava b'chol nefesh, Ahava b'chol ma'od. It's from the main Sasker. So Shabbos is all about Ahava in every way of our life. Where do we see this love? So we all know, Kamayim. Kamayim. Hapanim lapanim came lev adam adam. Right? Pasuk in Mishlei from Shlomo HaMelech. Just like in water, when you look in the water, it looks back at you, the reflection that you're looking. So if you smile into the water, it smiles back at you. If you show an angry face to the water, it shows an angry face. Kein lev adam l'adam. So too is the way we react to each other. So if I am nice to another person, but they're going to react and they're going to be nice back to me. And if I'm showing my love to someone else, they're going to ultimately love me. It's a very big vart in relationships. And one day, b'shatoy mitzlachas, in marriage, b'yom Pinchas Baruch Hashem is married, Chaim's a chassan. Chaim has to listen. You're listening, Chaim? It's a big Torah. We're going to meet before your chassan. We're going to review this together with your kala, Mir Tashem. Emes, I do with all chassan kalas. We have a big meeting, Bez Hashem, on Shalom Bayis and Yonim. And one of the biggest idea is a very pashut idea, but we forget it. You know, maybe you remember this when we learned it together. And you all learned the idea, but you have to understand the depth of it. You have, where Rav Dessler explains, and you've all heard it at some Shav Brachos or Offer for something, that Ahava is rooted in Hav. But you have to understand the depth of that vart. It's not just a cute vart. Hav means to give. So someone get up and say, oh, you have to give to each other. It's not just that. The more you give to someone else, the more you're building your love for them, and the more they're going to love you. The more you give, if you give, of course they're going to want to give back to you. A lot of times in a relationship, and for sure in a marriage, something you get into a fight, we all get into fights. Anyone who says they've never fought, they're just liars. It's just that it's not, you can't have such a close, deep, special relationship and not fight. You just can't. There's too much going there, so it's going to happen. And that's normal, and that's reality, and that's okay. I'm sure everybody in this room has seen their parents fight at some point. That doesn't mean that they're not wonderful people and don't have a beautiful marriage. It means they're normal. But sometimes, so when we fight with a spouse. And this is true, by the way, for those of us that are not married in any relationship. You're always thinking, what's the fix? You're upset that they did something wrong to you. The fix will be when they apologize correctly. The fix will be when they recognize what they did wrong. Which probably will never happen. So there will never be a fix. If you realize, the fix could be, I'll decide to take it upon myself. I'll be the bigger person. I'll rebuild the love. How? I'm going to even give more to that person. Then not only am I going to give more to the person and feel more love towards them, they're going to want to give more back to me. What I was lacking, you'll see, if you give more, they're going to end up giving more back to you. That's the way of the world. And it's MS. Why are we discussing this now? You see, Rabbi Akiva Eger explains right before the words of Shema, we say, Haboicher ba'amo Yisrael be'ava, right? Those are the words that we go into Shema Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva Eger explains, you know where our love for Hashem comes from? You know where it comes from? When we recognize and realize, Haboicher ba'amo Yisrael be'ava. When we realize Hashem loves us so much, Hashem acts upon us with such love, how can we not love Him back? Comes along Shabbos Kodesh. The Gemara in Shabbos, Dav Yudah Mevei, tells us that HaKadosh Baruch has this unbelievable matana. And what's it called? Shabbos Shema. This unbelievable present. Who do you give people unbelievable presents to? The most precious of presents, the most amazing presents, people you love. When Hashem gave us Shabbos, it's a symbol of so much love. And we see the love He has for us that He gave us a Shabbos. Every one of us can't wait always for Shabbos. We yearn for Shabbos. Shabbos, how amazing Shabbos is. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's one of two possibilities. If you don't understand when I say that Shabbos, we all yearn for it, mamish, every day, and we're so excited for it, and it's the most beautiful thing in the world, and we feel it, and we love it, and we feel the love from Hashem. Either a first possibility is, you're not really having Shabbos. You're not really having Shabbos. If your Shabbos table, and again, some of this you're not in control yet of, so excuse me, and I'm not saying you have to give mustard to your parents, but I'm just explaining where it comes from. If your Shabbos table is Thanksgiving feast every week, and you come to your Shabbos table, and yeah, of course Kiddush is said, and Amotzi is said, but there are zero Zemiros, so maybe you're one token Zemer, and maybe you're 2 minute tokens of our Torah, and then a 3 hour Lashon Hara fest. So this is what Shabbos is meant, it's not Shabbos. So of course to you, you don't appreciate and feel the love of Shabbos, because you're not really celebrating Shabbos. So don't think, I don't feel Shabbos, I don't feel love, because you're not experiencing Shabbos. Every one of us have been zoichet to be at places for Shabbos where it was really Shabbos, and we loved it. We loved it. And if you didn't, we'll get to the second part. But the first possibility is you're just not experiencing Shabbos. Just because it's the seventh day of the week doesn't mean you're experiencing Shabbos. Because then you have a taina and a question on all the fraya yidden throughout the world, which are most of us. What's going on? Why are they not feeling? Because they're not experiencing Shabbos. It's not just the day itself. You have to experience Shabbos. You have to be by Shabbos Suda. And one day when you're zoiche to have your Shabbos Suda full of zmiros and full of Torah and full of Kedusha. Not that you can't also talk. Of course you could talk. Be normal people. Talking about being chayisha. But you dance at your Shabbos table. When you have your kinder, you dance with them at the Shabbos table. So teach them what Shabbos is about. Have beautiful things for Shabbos. Make Shabbos unbelievable. Your Shabbos table is the key to the ruchnis in your bias. I'm telling you right now. Your Shabbos table is the key to the ruchnis in your bias. Not all your learning that you're going to do b'chavrusa, which is all so important. You know, I talk about it probably every other shir at least, the importance of sitting and learning your whole life. But your kids are not going to know and they don't see you when you're in the Beis Medrash for 2 hours at 4 o'clock in the morning or at 10 o'clock at night. What they do know is that the Shabbos table is beautiful and fun and Shabbos is exciting to them. That's what they do know. They do know, Baruch Shem, Benny, we were together, my son, and Baruch Shem, my son's Leibedik and he's awesome, but he appreciates what it is to be Leibedik, what he appreciates, came with me last night to Lag B'Omer. Most kids his age would much rather be watching playoff games, NBA playoff games, but he's dancing in the middle with the Hasidim. It's crazy. Benny will show you this video. He's out of his mind, my son. We're in the middle, we're up on the bleachers, and it wasn't like one of these like Chol Hamoed scenes where it's like half and half, you know, half modern Orthodox, half Hasidim. It's all Hasidim and like 3-4 of us, you know. There's like, and there's like a couple hundred people, and we're up, and I see suddenly a few of the Hasidim get in the middle and start dancing, you know, like in front of the Chazon Kala type stuff. And I say, Shmuel, why don't you go join them? And like nothing, he runs, and before you know it, he's in the middle, these two older Hasidim and Shmuel, like doing his thing. Which Benny has video. That comes from when you appreciate ruchnis, you're making specifically in Shabbos. We're not dancing during the week and singing during the week here. Shul on Shabbos. If you're going to shul and you're getting to shul a half hour late and you can't wait for the kiddush to be there and you're hanging out outside for a few minutes during laning and you're not really excited and it's too long for you because it's an hour and 35 minutes, so you're not experiencing Shabbos, right? Shabbos afternoon, it's a long Shabbos afternoon, so now you have a chance to take a 5-hour nap and then read Sports Illustrated for 2 hours and then it's time to go to Mincha. Then you're not experiencing Shabbos. Okay, you haven't done one of the Lamtas Malachos, Baruch Hashem, you kish. Shomer Shabbos Kilchaso, but you're not experiencing Shabbos. So first of all, you have to experience Shabbos. But if you experience Shabbos, you're going to feel the Ava from Hashem and you're going to want to love Him back. No question. By the way, and if all this is going on and you're still not, that just means, I don't want to get into this too long, but it means your taste buds are just completely off. Sometimes you could have the most delicious thing in the world and your taste buds are off. I've given this mashal before, you know, the mashal, when a person, oranges, to me, oranges, mamash, I love oranges, Tropicana oranges, one of the most delicious drinks there is. We've spoken about this once before, I don't know, this year even, recently we spoke, I don't remember what was spoken about it. I still to say, one of these times we're going to understand why only Tropicana oranges is good, but that's for another share. Someone will figure it out. What? One of the Tropicana oranges in Israel. This is a good Shaila. This is what? The bugs. You got to talk to Rabbi Yair Hoffman about that, I don't know. But anyways, Lemaisa, you have orange juice, right? But if you brush your teeth and then you taste oranges is disgusting. But does that mean the orange? Benny, relax. We're not doing it. We're not having taste tests. But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Lemaitre, does that mean that orange is bad orange juice? Someone else can drink it. It's the most delicious thing in the world. Your taste buds are off. If you're involved in taiva and gashmi all week long in the worst of ways, and you come into even a Shabbos that's full of kedusha, you don't even know what true pleasures are because you're so engrossed and your taste buds are off. That's another possibility, but hopefully that's none of us in this room, so we're not going to get into that right now. So Shabbos we love, and Shabbos we feel the love of Hashem, so we want to show Hashem the love back. We're building love. Shabbos is all about this love that we're talking about. Which that's, again, to remind you, all of the Hashem sinura. That's how we're going to, through the more we have love for Hashem, the more we not just won't be fall into the traps of Gashmi and Taiva, because we hate it. I can't be near it. Hamev and Yavin, you all know which traps and Nisyonos we're talking about here. So let's understand, listen closely, we'll take it one more step. Listen, unbelievable Torah I just saw from the Avos Shalom, who's one of the Kasava Rebbes. The Zohar, we have to say a Zohar tonight, obviously, right? It's Chosso Yogin Aleinu. Tzadik Yisoy Roilam. Tarasa Magin Aleinu. Shem Bayechayit, we have to say over Zohar. Zohar says, Mahu Shabbos. What is Shabbos? It's Shmod Iyu. It's Hashem's name. Shabbos is the name of Hashem. This is the Makar. We know that one of the names of Hashem is Shabbos. That's why, by the way, when we're in a, like, for example, if you're in a mikvah, you're not supposed to say good Shabbos to someone. Some people don't know this halacha, and they say it. Okay, you know, you're supposed to, a good one. Whatever. You're not supposed to say the word Shabbos in a mikvah, because you're not supposed to say Shem Hashem in a mikvah. One of the names of Hashem is the name of Hashem. Sholem Mikol Sidroi. It's like complete from every way. It's like a very complete name of Hashem. What does that mean? Why is Shabbos the name of Hashem? It's complete from every side. So we just explained. Man, it's just so beautiful. So this is one of those Torahs I can't believe I never saw before. Shabbos is the day, like the Naim HaMelech tells us, and we're understanding now, which builds our Ava for Hashem in the most amazing ways. Shabbos is that day. And by the way, let's remember, we're in the days that are Kulo Shabbos. These days we're in the middle now. Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. All these 7 weeks are called Shabbosos, meaning it's all one big Shabbos of growth, one big Shabbos of Ava for Hashem after Yitzhak Mitzrayim, waiting for Kwalza Torah. These days are all days of Shabbos. So in Shabbos we feel the Ava of Hashem for us. And in reaction, of course, we want to show our love back to Hashem. Ava is Gematria 13. So there's Ava from Hashem towards us, and then Ava back from us to Hashem. So I have Ava one way and Ava the other way. That's any deep relationship, it has to be that way. So Ava plus Ava is 13 plus 13, which is Gematria. Yud Kevav Kev is 26. So Shabbos is the name of Hashem, the complete name of Hashem. Because Shabbos is the Ava from Hashem towards us, and us towards Hashem, which is the Gematria of Shem Yud Kevav Kev Shem Havaya. So now we understand Shabbos is the day of Ava. And Oyeve Hashem Sinura. The more love I have for Hashem, the more I'm going to mamish hate doing anything that the Rebbe Hashem doesn't want. So I need to build this Ava. So I'm starting to understand a little bit, right? We're all starting to understand Ahus Ava. We're starting to understand how a yid that's connected to Shabbos gave Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rav Elazar the chizik to understand maybe this kedusha b'chayei shah, because the av is so strong that sinu ra, they're not going to fall. Maybe. But what's the two adat? What's zacha v'shamar? So I'll tell you as well, very interesting. Interesting Rashi. In Parshas Pinchas, the perich of Hei Pasuk Yizayin, Pasuk says, "Sorer as a minyanim." You have to hate the minyanim, which is part of hating those oyavim, hating taiva, hating everything that's bad, hating all tuma. And Rashi there says, "Sorer." Very strange Rashi. "Kamo zocher v'shazmer lashon hoyve." Very strange Rashi. "Sorer" is lashon hoyve. It's the now, right? The present, like similar to zocher and shamar. Like shkoyach Rashi. Thank you. Why is he bringing the example zocher v'shamar? What's Zach Mashamar have to do with Sarah as a midyanim? So okay, Shabbos. You guys can answer that a little bit, right? Based on what we just said. If Shabbos is all about Ava, and the Ava Oyvei Hashem Sinura, so the Ava of Shabbos is Sarah as a midyanim. I'll hate that as well. Based on my Ava. That's where all my hatred towards anything bad should come from. But it's even deeper. Why specifically Zach Mashamar? This is Yalkut Shemayini in Parashas Yisro by Sarah Dibiros. Listen to these words, one line. One line, listen. What does Zachar and Shamar represent? Zachar is remembering Shabbos. Zachar is milfanov. It's not just Shabbos itself. The days prior to Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That we have to remember, have to prepare for Shabbos. We have to remember, have to cook for Shabbos. Have to buy food for Shabbos. Have to bathe for Shabbos. Have to shave for Shabbos. Have to whatever. Zachar is the milfanov. The days prior to Shabbos. The Shamar, keeping Shabbos. Not just Shabbos itself. Me'achrav. I have to keep Shabbos with me. Zohar represents before Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Shomar is what? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You know, you can keep Shabbos with you till Tuesday. Mikan Amar Mosif Michal Kodesh. And that's where we learn you should have Tosefta Shabbos. So basically, Yalk Shemayini, we understand Zachar V'Shamar are not just like what we think, representing the positive and negative mitzvah Shabbos, like the Ramban and Yisro tells us. But Zachar V'Shamar represents Tosefta Shabbos, spreading Shabbos onto the week. You hear? Spreading Shabbos onto the week. Zachar V'Shamar is spreading Shabbos onto the week. So now we understand. Now we understand. Let's bring it back to Reb Shimon and the chizik he got from this year, from Shabbos, whose Shabbos was building his Ava, but not just any Ava, an Ava of one for Zachar, one for Shamar, one Hadas for Zachar, one Hadas for Shamar, as if to say, I'm building a love for Shabbos, but not just a love for Shabbos. It's a Shabbos that I take into the week, an Ava with Hashem that controls my whole week. So there's nothing to worry about anymore. Meaning, yeah, when I'm sitting in my class in science and history, and when I'm working as a lawyer, as an echvestish in real estate, in some business, I'm bound by the Ahava for Hashem. I'm Zachar V'Shamar Dekiyid, Zachar V'Shamar the days before, the days after, not just on Shabbos. My love for Shabbos, my love for Hashem is so deep. I'm sinu ra always. I can't fall. The Ahava is taken with me. That's what Zachar V'Shamar represents. And that's why, Kama chaviva mitzvahs, look how beloved the mitzvahs are. It's all good. Now I understand the yidin could survive. Now I could survive in a workplace where there's such nivel peh being spoken. And the things, you guys haven't been there, you don't even know. The stories I've heard. Stories I've heard. Moms, you can't even imagine. In the highest of places, top law firms, top this. They go, you think, so maybe you start, you try to be shtark and be mavdil, so they invite you. You know, and the partners invite you to go to get a drink at some bar, so they already say no. Then they invite you to a Yankee game, so you say yes. So tell you a true story. Well, Yankee game, fine, vada, okay, that's, you suddenly have to, it's part of business, it's pleasure, unfortunately, bismanazah. So to be part of the chevra, you have to go with them. So the Yankee game, you think, no big deal, go to Yankee game, right? Go to Yankee game. But this is a big law firm, this is a big firm. You don't just go to Yankee game, you go in a limousine to the Yankee game, right? You don't take a subway to the Yankee game. You go in a limousine to the Yankee game. And you get into the limousine, and in the limousine, they got cocaine lined up on the things, ready to from the partners in the law firm, and you're expected to do it as well. True story. True story. Baruch Hashem, someone didn't fall into that, obviously, and no one, not Chas Hashem, anyone here, but I'm just telling you, this is, and when it comes to Nashim in the world, you don't even understand. You go and the way the secretaries talk and the secretaries dress and what you're involved with, you have to be so strong. The Ava of Hashem, Sinura, I hate this. Not that I can't be nichshol and do it. I hate it. I hate it all. I can't be part of it. The Zachar V'Shamar, I'm pulling my Shabbos, my Ava of Hashem, into the week where it protects me, into Shemira, my Chayesha is okay. And that's why specifically, Tzoras HaMidyonim, you know from where? From Zachar V'Shamar. From Zachar V'Shamar, the place that tells me that I'm pulling my Ava into everything that I do. I was thinking about it. Why specifically in Hadassim? Maybe you could have brought on two fish, two dogim, L'Kavod Shabbos, one for Zachar, one for Shamar. Right, we constantly find in different chazals, fish for Shabbos, and always finding gems in the fish for Shabbos, somehow. I never found a gem in fish for Shabbos, but only tailors do that. I don't know, but, you know, why Hadassim for Shabbos? Right, why not two fish, two chickens for Shabbos? Two Neiros L'Kavod Shabbos, that is Zachar V'Shamar, right? Zachar V'Shamar. Just thinking about it, maybe smell, besides for being the most ruchnius, and we know that was the one sense that wasn't touched by the chet veit hadas, but that's for another time. Smell lingers for a very, very long time. A person's in an atmosphere where there's a lot of smoking going on, and if you wear that same shirt 2 days later, people are thinking that you were smoking. It stays, it's embedded in the clothing. A smell is something that stays with for a very, very, very long time. Meaning what? The Hadassim represents Zachar V'Shamar. The Hadassim representing Zachar V'Shamar specifically with the reyach, the shei, it's not just for Shabbos, it's the lingering of Shabbos. It's Shabbos I'm taking into the week. I'm taking that av, I'm building the av on Shabbos. On Shabbos I'm kulul Hashem, I'm feeling what Hashem does for me, I feel. And then I take into the week where Hashem guides me, Hashem's with me, every moment and everything I do, I can survive b'chay Shah as well. Zachar v'shamar. This is why as well, Shabbos was the key to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos HaGadol was the beginning of the Nes, right? Shabbos HaGadol. It was Yud Nisan. Where do we celebrate on the day it happened? Where is the celebrate date? Because Shabbos was the key to the success. That love that from Shabbos. In fact, the Medrash tells us that even in Mitzrayim, on Shabbos, Shoyu B'yadah Megillos, Shoyu Mishtashim B'em, B'Shabbos, Shabbos, Lomar Shakarish Baruch Hu Goyalon. On Shabbos, they learned these Megillos, that Hashem is going to be Goyalos. Shoyu Noichim B'Shabbos. Even in Mitzrayim, Shabbos was there, because Shabbos is the key to Yetzias Mitzrayim. To get out of any galus, it's that Ava that's built, that Oyaveh Hashem Sinara. That's by the way, perhaps we could suggest, because it's hard to understand. We say it in Kiddush, Shabbos we know is Zeichel L'Maaseh Bereishis. That's Pashit. We all understand Shabbos is Zeichel L'Maaseh Bereishis. Hashem created the world 6 days, rested on the seventh, so we do the same. We emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and see Him. We're Mamin B'Hashem. How's Shabbos Zeichel Yisrayim? You ever think about it? What's a Zeichel Yisrayim in Shabbos? What's Shabbos Zeichel Yisrayim? Now, in Zeichel Yisrayim, when we see Yisrayim is moving away from Golos, getting away from a Taiva and Gashmi, Shabbos is the key to that. Shabbos is the key. That Ava that I build, Oyev Hashem, Sinura. Oyev Hashem, Sinura. When, therefore, Rav Shimon and Rav Lazar, when they saw a Yid that had Adasim, Zachar, Vishamar, they say, all the Chayesha we saw, we understand, it's Bekdusha, Vitara, and it's all good. Every one of us in this room, every one of this room, we're at stages in life, we're moving different stages, we're moving on where we may have to be involved in more and more Chayesha. We've been in times in our life where we were involved Kulo Chay Olam, in the cave of Rav Shimon, and that was so important for that stage of life. And I'll invite, maybe some of us will have that again at some point. But Ruba Deruba, when you have to have Chayesha, we have to make sure that we connect. We have such an Av of Hashem through Shabbos, through our Talmud Torah, through our Tefillah. We build this Av of Hashem where Sinura. It's not just that I don't do that because it's awesome. I hate it because I have such love for Hashem. I hate it. Then you can be matzliach, you can live a life of chayesha. You can be matzliach in whatever field you go into, in every place you go into, wherever you are. I'm a yid, I'm kadosh. And have tremendous atzlacha in everything that we do. So, Ezra Mizbarach, Shvizayicha, in the schluss of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who taught us this from this Gemara, in the schluss of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who definitely is no shayla. He says, Yachir lifters kolam. He was able to bring the whole world up and to take care of the whole world. Maybe it's by teaching us this yisoid. To teach us this yisoid, that each and every one of us just build more and more Avas Hashem through Shabbos, more and more Avas Hashem through Liman HaTorah, more Avas Hashem through our Tefillah, and then Oyev Hashem Sinura, which will protect us until we're zeiche to that time when we don't have to stay away in such a strong way, because the Yetzahara will be shechted, as the Gemara in Sukkah says, as we'll zeiche to Gula Shlema b'mheira b'yamein. Amen.